Well, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 705. I was thinking here that I'm going to be having a fun time bringing up airplanes and such. My dad, back in his youth, I'm serious, was an airplane mechanic, and he used to work on those big commercial jets, you know, 727, 747s, before the 737. I don't know why they jumped. Anyway, so we'll be hitting a lot of Boeing jet designations, and just gonna have to bring it up, man. Although it doesn't happen this time, I don't think they ever made a 705. Anyway, so I really don't have something in particular to talk about this particular episode, but I've got a stretch of road ahead of me, and that always means there's got to be something. Got to be something to record. So here I am recording. Oh, God. I am struggling. I've been up at Taos. I was doing a little bit of extra work for San Miguel County, after hours type stuff, which I didn't get compensated. Oh my gosh. So whenever I get home, I get home. I go home and go to bed. Should work out pretty good. Anyway. Fun stuff. Oh, I was on YouTube. The coolest movie by Trey Stokes. If you don't know who Trey Stokes is, and you should, he is one of the creators behind Pink Five, he and Amy Earhart. And they have what's called a 48-hour movie contest. And what it basically is that you have 48 hours to film a movie. These are all terribly short. You've had a couple of good ones. The one I listen to, you can go to YouTube and probably type in Fish Story. It is a kick-butt little movie. I just laughed and laughed and laughed. And anyway, so you need to go and see it. Go to YouTube, www.youtube.com, and you'll see the little search box there. Type in Fish Story. You may type in Trey, T-R-E-Y, Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S, and it'll probably pop up. And you want to watch it. It's really, really, really fun little movie. Guy, what else is going on? I have already voted for president this year. This is the middle of October. I think it's October 16th, 2008. Election day isn't until the first part of November, but I tend to go early because I travel, and there's just no telling where I'm going to be on any given election day. Sometimes I can't vote at all because, well, I don't, because I'm just not in the right place at the right time. And this makes it so that because I travel heavily, I can go ahead and vote. I already did. I already voted. You don't have to worry. I didn't vote for Obama, and I didn't vote for McCain. If you're following the national elections in the United States of America, I didn't vote for either one. I voted for the Libertarians, which I commonly do. I rarely vote otherwise. In fact, I think I voted Libertarian on the presidential side almost exclusively since I was able to vote. And I'm 40 now, so it's I've gone through several elections. And almost always voted Libertarian. And I'll probably continue to do so because I believe in what in the party platform of the Libertarian Party. I think most of their candidates are atrocious. Except for Harry Brown. I really love Harry Brown. He's a great guy. Used to listen to his radio show. I don't think I've read any of his books, but he really hasn't published any books since the 70s, and they were mostly about the financial times in the 70s, and times now are quite different from then. Anyway, I voted for the Libertarians this time. Two people that you probably never heard of. Wayne Allen Root was the vice presidential candidate, which is sad. I thought he would make a better presidential candidate. The guy who won ultimately was Bob Barr. He's a recalcitrant Republican who joined the Libertarian Party. Had only been a Libertarian for probably about 2 years, and his voting record isn't very Libertarian, honestly. I would have happily broken with my trend and voted for Ron Paul if he was going to be on the ballot. I love Ron Paul. Great guy. We disagree upon our definition of what borders mean, but that's just one thing. So it's if you only have one thing upon which you disagree with somebody on, that's not much. I don't like any of that. Boy, I disagree a lot with both of the major candidates, so I didn't vote for them. There are several bond issues coming up. I tend to support libraries because of the free nature of the knowledge that you can gain there. I like that. I tend to vote against anything that profits schools. I'm not against particularly higher education, but just because I think they're getting too awash in money and legislative this and that. The acquisition of education, the acquisition of knowledge, is something that college has minimal to do with it. I've often thought of starting college because I figured I could just ramble on and on about this and that and the other thing. And I get fired probably pretty readily because, I'm not going to do grant writing. I've done grant writing in the past, and I don't want to do it anymore because I'm somewhat philosophically opposed to the whole thing. I don't like government doing this. I don't like government raiding things. You might think that government is somewhat, what's the word for it? Is somewhat objective in what it does. Of course, most people don't know much about government because they have very little interface with it. When I was a grant writer, I had a huge interface with government. If you think everything is along the lines of conservative, and liberal. You're a fool to think that. I did some contract work for the New Mexico Department of Health back in the early, early knots. 2000, I was doing it in 2004. 2002 to 2004. I was doing contract coordination management, blah blah blah, whatever, for the state, and I saw up front the kind of wrangling and just jerkiness. The Department of Health is not run by conservatives at all. Most state agencies aren't. Conservatives tend to stay in the private sector and leave the public sector to liberals. And I'm starting to pull this label off here. There we go. Okay. And you would think that, you know, liberals are united, you know, that they, because Republicans tend to think a lot alike, you know, on the conservative standpoint. You always look at it how it was in the past. I'm trying to preserve that. That's kind of the whole root of the word conservative is conservation, which is you like the way things used to be and you want to keep them that way. You want to conserve that. And so, you know, conservatives tend to be kind of weird about the 50s, you know. We want the beautiful times of the 50s, you know. The prosperity stretched out before you like a field of grain just waiting for you just to dive in, and nobody's even touched it. It kind of looks like that. Well, the Department of Health was a bastion of liberalism. You know, these are people who want to tell other people what to do with their lives, of course. That's what the Department of Health does. One of its functions, not the entire thing, but a whole lot of it has to do with holding you hot, you know, using your body and the preservation of your body as kind of a hostage to make you do things. These are people who love to force to do things. I was in the poverty. I was in the WIC program at one time. But I got into maternal and child health was what I was doing these contracts for. And you know, I'm not saying that the goals of these things were not laudable, you know, that we're trying to make the world a better place, yada yada yada, whatever. You know. Of course, once you start seeing it happen, you start realizing that very little of that stuff ever gets really done. A whole lot of money gets spent, you know, hiring people, having them do busy work. Basically, I spent a lot of time researching ways, programs that would actually make people change their behavior. Of course, this comes from a world where most people don't have any interest in changing. They like their behavior. They behave the way they do because they kind of like it. You know, now, it may be kind of difficult because government tells you so much of what you can and cannot do that people are even more strident about what few attributes of their life they have left to kind of make their own decisions on. They really cling on to that hard, you know. Government has not yet banned you from smoking cigarettes, so you find people that not really in a rational way, but just do it because they can, come and say, hey, you know, I'm a smoker and I have rights, and you're not going to tell me that I can't smoke, and man, if you ban all cigarettes, I'll make my own, you know, and I'll make it out of whatever is handy. And it's like, you know, you start getting those kinds of things. People that won't change their behavior just because they want to have their own lives, and it really doesn't matter as long as they can make some choices. And that's what I kind of got into, was, you know, people were trying to change things through family integration issues, blah, just yada, 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 blah, blah, blah type stuff. Okay. But I found out that while I was in there, boy, let me tell you, there's all kinds of groups who are trying to kill each other. And I'm not going to go into the detail of it. One helping kind of agency type thing that was trying to grow and become bigger was trying to take all the budget from another one. That, you know, this is how things work in large institutional organizations. You know, there is a limited amount of money allocated for a whole range of issues, and then you kind of watch the fun as those things within that sphere fight over money back and forth. Boy, let me tell you, this one little office really thought that it was going to just take over, and it was basically going to suck in the MCH Bureau, the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. You know, kind of take it over, or infiltrate it and turn it into what they wanted it to be. Which mostly meant that older people that were committed to MCH would be ousted, or they would be put somewhere else. And everything was kind of in there. And boy, let me tell you, these guys were really bold, saying, this is the way it's going to be, you know. There's no sense fighting it. There's no sense getting weird about it. You guys just need to conform. Well, let me tell you, man, I've never seen an organization come together and lobby and get things done as well as they did. Well, let me tell you, when the legislature came down, they specifically earmarked money specifically for maternal and child health issues, not associated with this other little thing. And boy, let me tell you, did they get read the riot act by the governor, which is their boss. You know, these are state government departments which answer to the governor. And boy, let me tell you, that initiative which was taking over just fell apart. I mean, there was even the change of the Secretary of Health over it, because they said, we're not going to do this. You're going to stop this because we found out that this is a political hot potato, and we're not going to buck the system here. You're going to do what you're told to do. And but let me tell you, there was a change there, and this little office that was trying to take over the Maternal and Child Health Bureau just evaporated in a matter of like a week. Everybody was reassigned to other duties all over the Department of Health. They were gone. Some people were asked to disappear, I guess, and they did. And you're going, you know, and you might think this is funny because you said, boy, is this the conservatives going in and sweeping out the liberals? And you go, no, this is liberal on liberal business. Black on black. Well, liberals aren't black. Anyway, it was just interesting. Interesting to know. You come to see these things when you do grant writing. And, you know, these people had become people that I kind of liked. I understood what they were trying to do. I had loyalty issues with MCH. You know, I liked MCH. MCH is something that I had done for a number of years, on and off, in several counties, actually. Anyway, so I was I was not unhappy when MCH survived. Now, that doesn't mean that things got better or worse, particularly. They kind of stayed the way they were, which is always what people kind of prefer, especially people who are already entrenched and have their system already set up. It's very much better just to keep doing what you've been doing, you know. You don't want to rock, you know, and those guys don't want to rock the boat. Now, there's people who come in and want to change the world and feel like these opportunities are the wonderful way to do it. And, that didn't happen this time. Although I think there was some interesting things to get out of it, I couldn't see ultimately that it was going to produce the kinds of results we wanted. Anyway, you know, it had been tried in other states. Other states were still doing it. Somebody was trying to get it to happen in New Mexico, and New Mexico went, no. Or they were convinced to say that. You know, it's a political thing. MCH started putting the squeeze on legislators, which the other organizations couldn't do because they were all government employees. Government employees really can't put too much of a squeeze on the legislative process because, you know, that's obviously, well, most people didn't think it was, but I thought it a conflict of interest, you know, that I was going to profit off of this. Anyway, so, wonderful days, wonderful lives, marvelous things. You know, you don't want to get too weird about partisanship because that's often only the tip of the iceberg. There's big wars and fights going on way under the surface between people that you think would, by nature, be kindly disposed to each other. And they're only kindly disposed to each other when a very different thing comes at them and it's big. They'll band together just long enough to kill that, and then they'll get back to their old rivalries. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, well, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Life Autistic. When you go to vote, I hope you vote well. I hope you don't just vote for one party or another because you feel like that's the only choice that you have. There's other choices. There's other ways to be. I vote for libertarians because I want the libertarian platform to continue to grow and progress, and it only will as more and more people sign on to it and start and start being identified with it. Ron Paul has a different sort of agenda, which is you need to try to change the Republican Party from within. He's always declared himself as a Republican, although he has run as a Libertarian. He is a member of the Libertarian Party. He has run as a presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. But he has since decided that the only hope is to try to change one of the major parties, and the one most likely to come his way, he thinks, is the Republicans. And I don't have much hope in that because there's too strong of an interest to not do that. You know, the lust for power will keep them pretty much behaving the way they're behaving now. Going in the basic direction they are going in, the Republicans tend to go in the way of fascism, and the Democrats go in the way of more socialism, and they would probably love to make that leap to communism if they could. Because it wouldn't cost them votes. But there are other roads available. Anyway, so I'll give you that. This is episode number 705. You're listening to Life Autistic. I'm Jay Nemerow. The contact email address is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. Have a great day. Where's my pointer? Happy pointer.